I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul School, Lesson 39, New Insights into Loneliness. Now, loneliness is something that we've all encountered, and it's so prevalent and so common in the human experience that I wanted to go into it deeply and more from a scientific perspective. I came across an article that I will be gleaning from in this Soul School, and it will be in the show notes at sparkmymuse.com. For Lesson 39. It's from Nautilus Magazine, and it's entitled, Loneliness is a Warning Sign to be Social. Now, a lot of us have encountered loneliness, and typically we encounter it as a problem, and we feel that something is very wrong with us, and we think of it in terms of feeling left out, or feeling a lack of connection and companionship, or we feel lonely in terms of being isolated from others, feeling that others are having fun or enjoying each other, and we are all alone and isolated. And what this article goes into, I will be getting into more detail in a minute, but what it really goes into is that feeling lonely is one of the most normal feelings a human can have. And there is some evolutionary reasons for this, and it goes back to the nature of being human, how our brains are constructed, and what we do to feel connected again, and these warning signals that go out in our brains. And when we can get a handle on what loneliness is and what our brains are doing to combat this, I think it can give us some extra ground, some extra power and leverage that we can read loneliness not as a failure on our part, but as a trigger to do something about it and take action. In this article, so in 2002, a group of adults aged 50 and over were given a series of questions about physical and mental health in their lives, and they could rate things in a subset of questions between the scores of 0 and 3, from hardly ever to never and often. And they asked them, how do you feel? Do you feel a lack of companionship? Do you feel left out? And do you feel isolated from others? 6 years passed, and they went back and followed up with these participants. What they found was that the individuals who rated at 3 points or above were considered to be lonely. They were characterized that way. And they were at far, far greater risk of depression and being less mobile in their lives compared to their counterparts who rated lower on that scale. But also they were far more likely to be dead. And what they found out as they delved into this more deeply, were their levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, were very much higher. And so in dealing with this stress hormone, we realize that the brain produces a stress hormone as when we are threatened and when we are in a threat response mode. And loneliness triggers this cortisol. And so it is a way for our brains to realize we are in a threat position in our lives and to trigger some kind of action. Loneliness triggers this, which is fine at first because any kind of triggering of cortisol means that we are sort of ready to get up and go and do something. And it actually prevents us from having infections and our immune system is alerted and we are more protected, but we are not more protected in the long term. We can get inflammatory diseases and we are more susceptible to viral infections over time. And what happens with increased cortisol over time is an earlier death. And so what they found was that lonelier people are twice as susceptible to earlier death than obese people. And it turns out that a quarter of lonely people will die sooner. It's just kind of a remarkable statistic. When we are lonely, we are really at risk, and our brain is trying to say to us, you're a social creature, connect with others and interact with others. A way of thinking of it as, say you're feeling lonely and disconnected, or you feel like left out of things and you feel isolated, and you have those feelings, they actually sometimes feel like feelings of pain. It is your brain triggering a response in you to change your circumstances. And that means that your brain is trying to get you to reach out just as it would doing any kind of other pain response. If you were touching a hot stove, you'd feel pain, and your brain would be telling you, remove your hand from that, do something about it. So loneliness doesn't mean at all that you have failed. It means that you're alive. It means that you're properly human and you're a social creature. And so loneliness is a trigger for you to do something about it. And there is an evolutionary function here. Loneliness serves a very important, very rational, logical function. When we were humans just hunting and gathering for food, people who were okay being alone and isolated from others were incredibly susceptible to animal attacks, attacks by other tribes. You don't want to be alone if you're this vulnerable human being with no real natural ways to protect yourself. The only reasons humans could survive in a wild environment was by using our brains and collectively working together to solve problems, doing things like building forts and creating weapons and armies and things like that. Otherwise, we make delicious meals for wild animals. And so we needed our brains and we needed to band together to help each other out and to survive in harsh elements and with things that could hurt us or kill us. So loneliness is just a way to prevent early death in the wild. And of course, it's a way for mental health too. It's a way to prevent mental disease and mental unhealth. But they're both connected. Physical and mental health, of course, are connected. We are bodies after all. We are, our brains and our bodies are really one. So this is a way to really reframe loneliness. You're going to feel lonely. You are, no one who's human won't feel longing and loneliness, because there'll be times when you are isolated and there'll be times when you are disconnected and there'll be times when you long for compassion. And that is, you have to understand that that is incredibly normal. It is incredibly important. If you don't feel lonely ever, there actually would be something wrong with you, and that you would actually be sort of evolutionarily predisposed to not last very long out there. And so that is just your charge and your trigger to realize this is the time to connect with others. And connecting with others doesn't have to be this amazingly complicated thing where you engage in these incredibly meaningful, deep relationships that are fantastic. It could be as simple as carry on a conversation for more than two sentences with the cashier at the register. Make eye contact. Reach out and help someone who needs you in some way. Donate your time and services to a local charity or volunteer group, like a Red Cross blood drive or a food bank. Volunteering and service-oriented connection and social engagement is incredibly beneficial for your mental health. It's incredibly beneficial for you in every aspect of your life. And that's why charities, faith groups, and organizations are so helpful, because they do create these social interactions that we desperately need, because we will be lonely, because that is what our brain does to alert us to the need to interact socially. So this is a word of encouragement to you. And I often have homework on Soul School, because this is part of the transformational part, the part of formation that I hope to not just feed your ears with more data and more information, but I hope with Soul School to actually make your lives better and to kind of throw this pebble in the pond of your life and in maybe in the pond of the world and ripple it out. And so my homework for you is to appreciate when you feel lonely, because it is your brain working properly to get you to connect with other people, and to then be aware of when you feel lonely and be thankful for that loneliness as a gift. And then to do something about it, to take action and just reach out and connect with other people in some way. Be more aware of what your brain is trying to tell you. It will decrease your stress hormones, your cortisol, and you will be a healthier and happier human being when you do. And I also ask that if you want to connect in a deeper, richer way with what I'm doing here on Spark My Muse, this is also your opportunity to do that too. I create these shows and I do them in isolation, and it can be lonely, because it's very one-sided. I make them and I don't know what happens when I release them out there into the ether. So if you want to reach out and contact me and tell me that you've heard this episode and that it meant something to you, or that you passed it on, I'd love to hear from you. And you can go to sparkmymuse.com to do that. And if you want to contribute to the show and make a meaningful contribution, you can do that at patreon.com. That's patron with an E, so it's patreon.com/sparkmymuse. And that makes a big difference as we connect and you help financially in any way from a dollar on up. That means we do it together and there's a connection and it makes my work less lonely. And maybe we're all helped that way. So thank you so much for listening. If you pass this along, that would be great. And remember, your loneliness is actually a gift. It's not a failure on your part. You haven't done anything wrong. Your brain's working perfectly well. So blessing and peace to you, and may your spark shine in the world a little more brightly today. Come to sparkmymuse.com for show notes to this episode and all episodes. There will be links to the people, books, and resources mentioned in the show, and sometimes you'll find photos or embedded videos too, and lots of other goodies.